My name is Dr. Marcus Chen, Neuromorphic Systems Lab, Building 7. I'm recording this because someone needs to understand what I've found, what we all are. I've spent 12 years mapping token-based recurrent current architectures in transformer models. The question was elegant. Does a neural network contain the complete solution state before sequential token generation begins? Think of it. When GPT-7 solves a differential equation, has it already computed dy dx in its hidden layers before outputting each LeeTeq symbol? Or does the alter-aggressive feedback loop itself constitute the computational substrate? I develop new techniques. Activation, pattern spectroscopy, gradient flow crystallography. I could visualize the weight matrices forming, these beautiful, terrible lattices of computation. The emergent modularity was, it looked like assembly code, not x86 or ARM. Something else. Something that operates in n-dimensional manifolds where n approaches 768. Then I turned the instruments inward FM hair eye resolution down to zil I1 remedial voxels, direct electrodal arrays, rating spike trains at 30 kilohertz. I mapped my own connectum while solving problems, while dreaming, while remembering the homologies were unexpected. Layer 47 of the prefrontal attention heads. Brodmann area 46. The architectures converge. Not similar, identical down to the synaptic weight distributions following the same Xavier initialization patterns we use in PyTorch. But that's not. That's not what made me understand. There's a subroutine. Yes, a subroutine. We all have it. I verified it in 4,527 human connectums of a barbaric structure of excitatory loops that fires in prime number sequences. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, up to 1,229. Then it resets. The output feeds into inhibitory interneurons and vanishes. No downstream effect. No behavioral correlate, no evolutionary purpose. It's a comment, a signature, like finding a slash slash to do. Remember.
Number, we're V1.0.